listening to Enduring Words for Troubled Times, a daily devotional brought to you by Pastor David Guzik for Enduring Word.
This week, we're continuing on in our series of the seven signs in the Gospel of John. Now we come to number six, the healing of a man born blind. And I'm going to read to you starting from verse 1 of John chapter 9. Here we go. Now, as Jesus passed by, he saw a man who was blind from birth. And his disciples asked him, saying, "Rabbi, who sinned, this man or his parents, that he was born blind?" Jesus answered, "Neither this man nor his parents sinned, but that the works of God should be revealed in him, I must work the works of him who sent me while it is the day. The night is coming when no one can work. As long as I am in the world, I am the light of the world." When he had said these things, he spat on the ground and made clay with the saliva, and he anointed the eyes of the man blind with the clay. And he said to him, "Go wash in the pool of Siloam," which is translated sent. So he went and washed and came back seeing. Therefore the neighbors and those who had previously seen that he was blind said, "Is not this he who sat and begged?" Some said, "This is he." Others said, "He is like him." He said, "I am he." That's John chapter 9, verses 1 through 9. And this place, again, is found in John chapter 9, and the miracle is easy to understand, or at least to understand what happened. Jesus and his disciples saw a man who was blind from his very birth. The disciples regarded this man as an unsolved theological riddle. And so they asked Jesus if the man's blindness was due to his sin or to his parents' sin. We often suspect that where there is a more than ordinary sufferer, there must be a more than ordinary sinner. But Jesus didn't see the man as a theological riddle. He regarded him as a suffering person who needed relief. So Jesus then healed the man. He did it in a curious way, you have to admit. Spitting on the ground, making clay with the spit in the dirt, and then he told the man to go wash out his eyes with water from the pool of Siloam after Jesus put that clay made with spit and dirt in his eyes. Now clearly, Jesus took the initiative, but he expected the man to respond in faith. The man did what Jesus told him to do, and he was healed from his blindness. Now, this was a completely unique miracle in the scriptures. No prophet, priest, or apostle had ever before given sight to blind eyes, but Jesus did this type of healing more than any other. It demonstrates that Jesus is God. Remember that Psalm 146, verse 8, makes it clear that the Lord opens the eyes of the blind. Also, opening the eyes of the blind was a specific work of the Messiah. Isaiah chapter 35, verse 5 says, "The eyes of the blind shall be opened." But why, on this occasion, did Jesus use such an unusual method of healing? One reason was that Jesus purposefully varied his methods of healing so that they could never be made into a program or a formula. The power of Jesus was not in some technique. It was in him. But perhaps more than that, Jesus used the dust of the ground and clay to do a work of creation, just as God did to create man in the book of Genesis. Now, some people might object to the manner that Jesus used in this miracle. Rubbing spit and dirt in a man's eyes is certainly unusual. Some might even say that it was offensive or inadequate, not up to the job of healing the man from blindness, or even that it was harmful. In the same way, some people feel that the gospel of Jesus Christ is offensive. It's true that it offends man's pride and human wisdom, but it pleased God through the foolishness of the message preached to save those who believe. That's in 1 Corinthians chapter 1, verse 21. You know, in the same way also, some people feel that the gospel is inadequate. Yet can anyone say that all the psychiatric and political and social programs in the world have done more good than the life-changing gospel of Jesus Christ? No, Jesus is indeed enough. And in the same way, there are some people who feel that the gospel is harmful, that the free offer of grace in Jesus Christ will cause people to sin that grace may abound. Yet as the gospel changes our life towards the good and the pure, it does it unto more godliness and holiness, not unto more and worse sin. So here's the question. Just as God did a work of recreating sight in a blind man through the dust of the ground and something that he formed with his hands, will we let God do a work of recreation in us, even if sometimes his manner of doing it seems a bit strange? Let him work in your life, even if it happens to be in kind of a strange way, and let him do that work today.
Thanks for listening. For more information about Pastor David Guzik and his ministry, please visit enduringword.com.